Hare Krishna. Okay. Gopal Roy asks a question, seventh canto. Only when one is fully freed from material desires can one be purified, and only in that purified state can one serve the Lord. Does this imply that becoming freed from material desires isn't quite what real purification is? Well, without looking at the context, and I'm not looking at the context, so therefore I don't know what the context of the word purified is, but or what particular material desires are being discussed. But to become free from lower modes of nature, such as passion and ignorance, is not necessarily enough. One may not have attachment to those types of things. In other words, in one sense, one may be pure in heart and yet still not be qualified for service of the Lord. Service of the Lord means to be able to directly serve the Lord. And there's the purification of material desires in the mode of goodness. For instance, Narada Muni was pure enough to see the Lord, but the Lord said that's it for this life, because those who are not pure at heart can't see me at will, which is what he tried to do. To see Krishna at will, you have to have prema. Now, what was Narada's attachment? Narada's attachment was living in a secluded place, living in the country, attachment to the mode of goodness. So he had to go further and be purified of that in order to really be able to serve the Lord as he serves the Lord now. Similarly, we see that there may be, Prabhupada sometimes even calls Mayavadis transcendentalists, although generally that refers to impersonalists, but there may be impersonalists, for instance, like the Kumaras, who were completely free from all types of material desire, but they weren't free from the contamination of attachment to Krishna's impersonal form, which is a type of contamination, and therefore only when they got to Vaikuntha and turn off all these noises, only when they got to Vaikuntha smelled the tulsi leaves from the Lord's lotus feet, that they actually really become qualified. Even more advanced were the gopis who couldn't get out of their homes. Although they were qualified enough to see Krishna, they were qualified enough to associate with Krishna, live on the same planet as Krishna, but still, they had a certain concern for, well, what will society think? What will my family think? Or, well, what about my children? Who will take care of my children, if they had children? Or what about my husband? So, because they had, although they were not particularly attached to those things, but they were attached to Dharma. They were attached to religious principles. And because they weren't willing to give up religious principles to answer Krishna's flute, they couldn't go out. But rather, they had to then further purify themselves by meditating on Krishna. And that way they got spiritual bodies and were able to go out. So this idea of becoming free from material desires is a sort of a general term, but it applies in a different way to different things. Those gopis weren't attached to any gross material desire, but they were attached to Dharma. And Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Pariktitya. He says you have to be willing to give up all Dharma, even the Dharma of being good. You have to be willing to be bad. Like Yudhisthira Maharaj was attached to the Dharma of telling the truth. Is telling the truth a bad thing? No, of course not. It's a good thing. And who tells us to be truthful? Lord Krishna does. But he also, when he says, all right, now don't be truthful, but say that Ashwatthama is dead, then Krishna, you have to be willing to do that. So to serve the Lord, one requires love for Krishna. And to love somebody, you have to be willing to do anything. And to be willing to do anything, you really have to have pure devotion, and that kind of pure devotion is very rarely achieved, but it's possible if we're very determined in our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.